that scene is how I really understood why people call Shah Rukh baby girl. And that is how I really understood. That's how I really understood how what baby girl actually means.
Don't tell me, no, nobody noticed this. I can give a hint. तुम लोग मेरा quiz flop कर रहे हो यार.
तुमने इतना tough quiz क्यों बनाया है?
Give. Such dreaminess to the movies, entrance and everything, just so beautiful. I'm already feeling कि सब अच्छे-अच्छे चीजें होंगी, अच्छे-अच्छे simp करना है बस. I just enjoyed it so much. I was smiling through and through.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to 10-10 rupees ki Pepsi, Hamara Shah Rukh Sexy.
Tum English mein bolne wale the abhi.
10 rupees is the cost of
10 rupees is the cost of Pepsi. Well, that is the that is the official English name of our podcast in certain legal documents which will go undisclosed. Yeah. Anyways, welcome everybody who's listening. Welcome to the new listeners if you're there. we are three friends who review a Shah Rukh Khan movie every week, and that's it. We simp over them and don't expect any objectivity. That's my new introduction to the podcast. This week we're reviewing Yes Boss, which was selected by Deeksha and me combined. Why we selected it? What was the reason? I'm forgetting. Haan, basically, Deeksha just wanted a nice simpy SRK movie after
and
one,
we
took
decided to do season. A 90s film, na?
Do rahe haan, obviously, yeah. So we do 90s, 2000s, 2010s in alternate, and Yes Boss is a very, very simpy SRK movie, as you get to know from our conversations here on Fort, which I also realized, like I had seen the movie way back, right? So I didn't rewatched it much. Anyways, I'll give a very short plot summary of what the movie is about, and then we can sort of move to, you know, how Preeti and Deeksha, you guys have liked the movie. So anyways, so SRK plays Rahul, the famous...
Once again.
Rahul naam to suna hi
hoga. Rahul naam. Is this the first Rahul movie that we're doing though? Has he been Rahul in any of the movies we've done so far? Nahi, no?
No.
We haven't done a Rahul yet.
So introducing Rahul, guys.
Introducing Rahul to this podcast. Yes. What was the first Rahul movie Shah Rukh did? Do you guys know?
I think Dar.
Nice trivia question.
Dar,
na Rahul,
mera?
Mera,
Rahul, mera, no. Yeah,
Dar. Dar ke pehle to nahi tha. I would guess Dar. Yeah, definitely Dar. Yeah, that's true. Oh, wow. From that Rahul to Rahul Raichan. He's come a long way. All right, cool.
I feel like now every Rahul has like, you can see some color of the Dar Rahul in every Rahul, except for maybe Raichan, because Raichan is perfect. But we'll come to that another time.
Because वो शाहरुख तो है ना, that psychotic behavior is very natural to him, I feel. तो वो आ जाता है.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, so the movie is about Rahul Joshi, who's a middle class salaried employee working for Siddharth, who's this rich playboyish guy.
Spoiled brat. Annoying.
Those are very nice terms, yeah. What are the worst terms?
Sorry, my mom is sleeping in the next room. I don't want to use worse words.
Worse words, yeah. But basically, like a horny guy. He's, and with very nefarious attentions towards most of the women he meets. So this guy,
even though
he marries
he's
into wealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he marries into wealth. He marries for wealth. He takes over, he's handed over the business by his father-in-law, therefore he's rich, but he's a complete womanizer. And Shah Rukh plays a guy who's very aspirational. He wants to, you know, get ahead in life. His mother is unwell, he wants to get her operation done, so he wants to make money. That is his end game, and his boss is his way to get there, because he's promised him an advertising agency in which he will be the head of, and therefore he'll be a rich man someday. that's his goal, and he does all these odd tasks for him. He'll break up with girls for him. He'll find girls for him. He'll lie to girls for him. Mostly it's about girls. And he'll
he's
lie to his wife. And
the OG yes man, like just saying yes
yeah,
boss
yeah.
to everything.
Yeah.
Yes boss, yes
yeah,
boss,
so,
yes boss.
Yeah.
Okay
so
boss, yes boss.
True. And yeah, basically that's the premise of, you know, why it's called Yes Boss. And then here enters Juhi Chawla, and he's basically love at first sight for Shah Rukh. He really really likes her, but so does his boss Aditya Pancholi when he sees Juhi Chawla for the first time in a beauty competition, because she's an aspiring model. And Juhi Chawla also is very ambitious, and she says, "I want to be rich. If I can't be rich, I will just marry someone rich." And that's how she falls in love with Siddharth, who plays this very innocent guy in front of her and tells her he loves her and wants to marry her. And even though she finds out later that he's already married, he sort of tells her, "You know, I'm in a broken marriage," which is obviously a lie, and he convinces her.
I mean,
her.
It's kind of true, although his wife doesn't know.
His wife doesn't. His marriage is broken, but it's not for his wife. Doesn't know.
Yeah,
wife never does found out.
Wife
yeah.
never finds out. Matlab, bichari,
wife never finds
Kashmira
out.
Shah. Just she's probably still
yeah.
married to Aditya Pancholi in that universe, and you know
yeah,
he's still
that's
cheating
my
on
biggest
her.
Complaint
and...
from the movie. Yeah. It was.
और
just,
उसने
just
उसमें
so
only complaint from
दिया.
The movie. उसने उसको cheater बना दिया.
He
मतलब ये तो
paints her as the
sleep
cheater.
With a girl. It's like so twisted.
Yeah. But like he builds a very elaborate con just to sleep with Juhi Chawla. That's like he itna sab karta hai yaar. Matlab aisa kya desperation hai? But he like hires her, takes her outside on a trip, gets her fake married to Rahul, because now he's told his wife ki dekho, she's married to Rahul and that's why I'm not having an affair with her. So there's a whole pot boiler of things that happen. They go somewhere else. But at some point, Rahul realizes he really loves her. And Juhi Chawla also realizes that she does love Rahul. And that mostly happens when she meets his mother, who thinks Juhi is his actual wife and treats her as her daughter-in-law. And the whole Bollywood trope of Karwa Chauth, uske liye vrat bhi rakhti hai, and puja uja bhi karti hai, and all
and
that
they have
jazz.
A lot of
and
cute moments together.
And yeah, they have a very typical daughter-in-law, mother-in-law moment.
Oh, I was talking
and,
about Rahul.
oh, sorry. Different lenses that we're looking at.
I don't care about the mother-in-law.
Yeah, I mean, of course, they have cute moments together. But yeah, so when they're outside, when Siddharth, the boss, cannot be with his mistress, Juhi Chawla, his employee Rahul is the one who sort of takes her around the city and sings for her and all of that. And yeah, it's a very nice, cutesy, montage of things that happen. They do fall in love, and eventually, Aditya Pancholi realizes, yeah, okay, aisa to nahi hone wala. She's too nice, and she will not say yes to me like that. And so he also realizes that Shah Rukh is in love with her. He gives Shah Rukh the agency, ad agency, or
pretends
to give
to
her, or pretends to give it to her, give it to him, and then eventually it ends. He takes Juhi Chawla to an a villa outhouse somewhere, and that's where he tries to sort of tell her, okay, I'm actually really not a nice guy, and I'm going to have my way with you now. And which is when Shah Rukh comes, and you expect like a clash and a very violent climax, but it's all very cute. they're both Juhi Chawla and Shah Rukh, and this is one of my favorite parts of the movie. They're basically finally telling each other that, you know, I love you. It's very nicely done, the whole thing. He's fighting with Aditya Pancholi on the side, but that really never really reaches the level of seriousness that you would expect.
I didn't expect it to reach any level of seriousness. I was very happy with the level of comedy in that fight scene and the lightheartedness
of
it.
I was extremely happy with it, but somehow I remembered in the back of my mind that it gets bloody and violent, and he but apparently he just breaks a khidki and all the fish come out of. Well, he breaks an aquarium and all the water comes out along with the fish, and Aditya Pancholi just falls. So
it's
just,
so nicely done, yeah.
It's
so
it's
cute.
Very it nicely
is.
Cute sort of a climax and a cute sort of a movie. Very simply, very nice, really amazing music.
Really good
my
music.
First thoughts.
Yeah,
I'll give my first thoughts. I love the movie so much. I don't remember loving this movie this much when I first watched it, but this time around, it's so nice and heartwarming. It really never takes itself too seriously or tries to, you know, or isn't even nonsensical to the point you think kya chal raha hai. Like it's not illogical. It's a very nice rom com. It's very nice, very nicely done. acting is superb. Like, everybody's acted well. Yeah, bloody that Aditya Pancholi guy has also done the role of an
Yeah,
but like, I'm smiling thinking of the movie. Like, I felt so nice while watching it. I mean, look, it's so good. The movie, the songs,
very feel good watch. Like, everything about it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's very feel good till the climax, and uske baad to it just doubles on it. You feel so nice when it gets over because it never really gets serious, and you feel so happy. Sab kuch acha acha hua. The only complaint with the movie is that Aditya Pancholi never really gets his comeuppance, right?
Yeah.
The only thing he loses out is on sleeping with Juhi Chawla. His wife doesn't find out. He doesn't lose his money. Or all of background mein kuch hua hoga, deleted scenes and all, to pata nahi. But essentially, that's what happens. But yeah, that's my thought. Really, really love the movie overall. Preeti, what about you? Your first thoughts? How do you like it the first time you watched it? When did you watch it? And, you know, how do you feel about it now?
यार मैंने बचपन में देखी है obviously एक दो बार बहुत मतलब ऐसे I remember this movie bits and parts में adulthood में दोबारा से देखना ऐसे actively नहीं याद है मतलब I didn't remember a lot of the things in the movie so I don't think I have watched it in the last 15 years or like 10-15 years or so but मेरे को तब भी अच्छी लगती थी honestly the music is like all the songs of this album are really like very important to me for some reason like all the dreams etc like dreams etc kya bol rahe ho matlab but the song jo bhi main chahu wo main chahu it's like my app up song for me like all of that but yeah like now of course amazing rewatch I had a bad week so watching it when we did and honestly the movie starts with ek din hum mil jayenge so I think when the movie starts with such it puts me in such ease Shah Rukh and Juhi are so dreamy in that song sequence so I am already put at ease So I was just imagining.
That's an amazing way to start. It's you're so right. You watch it and you feel, अरे कितना अच्छा लग रहा है. It's calm. Yeah. It's very nice,
you
right?
Feel like कि कुछ अच्छा देखने आया है. मतलब कुछ अच्छा होने वाला है.
Yeah.
So I think I just went into it with that feeling. तो गाना मुझे बहुत पसंद है. मैंने बहुत अपने मेरे Instagram पे गाया हुआ है. Like it's like very dear song to me. But in general, such dreaminess to the movies. Entrance and everything just so beautiful. I'm already feeling ki sab achhe achhe cheeze hongi, achhe achhe simp karna hai bas. I just enjoyed it so much. I was smiling through and through. So many cute things to talk about. Also, like I really loved the fact that this movie is talking about the 90s aspirational youth with such, I don't know, modern. There's some modernity to how they represent it in some way. There is not a lot of judgment even when they are talking about Juhi's character and all that. Sabke sapne hai, sab frank baatein kar rahe hai. Matlab, wo sabhi mujhe kafi wo liberalized India, sabke sapne bade ho rahe hai, but opportunities zyada nahi hai. That kind of thing is also touched upon very cutely, like not really in a very, they don't dig deep into it so that you come out of the comfort of the movie. But on and on, I really, really like adored Shah Rukh Khan so much in the movie. Oh my God, so everything he did, every move he made, I was like, take my heart, just le lo yaar, matlab. Bade maza aaye mere ko dekh ke.
Yeah, I think this is the cutest SRK that I've seen in any movie. Matlab, I think every 5 minutes I was just like sending a message on the group saying, guys, he's so cute. Because everything he's doing is just like, you know, whether it's in conversation with Juhi or like, you know, when he's doing something for her, when he's thinking about her, when he's talking about her, when she's not there, everything is just so wholesome, so heartwarming. Like, matlab, there is that kind of shadow in the background that like he's doing this because he's ambitious and he's matlab wo galat raste pe le ja raha hai uski boss ki madad kar raha hai and all that but there's still some innocence to it, you know, because like matlab wo aise especially slowly as he starts realizing ki matlab you know jo मैं अपने बॉस की हर बात मानता हूँ, मे बी नहीं मानना चाहिए, और वो धीरे धीरे आता है, लाइक इट डजंट लाइक यू नो फ्लिप, इट कम्स वेरी स्लोली, लाइक इट विल स्टार्ट विद सम वन और टू स्नार्की रिमार्क्स, देन इट विल कम फाइव और सिक्स स्नार्की रिमार्क्स, एंड देन इमीडिएटली इट्स लाइक यू नो व्हाट फक दिस गाय, आई एम नॉट लेटिंग हिम डू शिट, एंड आई लव दैट ट्रांजिशन. आई फेल्ट लाइक इट वॉज नॉट जस्ट अ वेरी एंजॉयबल लाइक एंड फन मूवी, इट वॉज अ रियली गुड मूवी, लाइक इट वॉज वेल मेड एंड टू एंड, लाइक except for, as Diggy said, the fact that Aditya Pancholi did not really seem to get enough punishment for his deeds, which would have been a nice conclusion at the end, like, you know, just at least having Kashmira Shah walk in and, you know, having the viewers, leaving the viewers with the thought that, theek hai, matlab, probably chhod degi usko, uske daulat se uska, matlab, naam hata degi ya jo bhi, but that didn't happen. But other than that, everything was just so nice. Like, it was such a feel-good film. Like, I don't remember when was the first time I saw this movie. I'm sure I've seen it because dekh-dekh ke thoda-thoda yaad aa raha tha. And, like, I knew the story broadly. I knew ki, matlab, bahut cute movie hai. But itni cute movie hai, mujhe nahi yaad thi. And mujhe bahut maza aaya dekhne mein. Like, just such a heartwarming film.
I think this is one of my best experience. Like, best parts about doing this podcast and watching these movies. Is that these movies sort of hit you unexpectedly. You know it's a good movie because you've read it's a good movie, right? You know it's, you've also remember watching it as a child or, you know, when you were in school or something. And you remember ki haan achhi thi. But then you see it in its entirety and you feel, oh my God, like even with my like 30-year-old lens of watching movies now, I still like it so much and it feels so nice. Basically,
and you find
discovering everything.
Yeah. You find different things to like about it also, right? Like what Preeti said about liberal aspirations and all that. Obviously, bachpan mein ye sab to nahi tumne socha hoga ki matlab us zamane mein ye cheeze logo ke dimaag mein hoti thi. And now when you watch it, you can appreciate it a little more that like it's showing that middle class aspirational feel to it.
You're also in that similar stage of life where you're also working professional. Obviously, you also want to earn more money, do better in life. And it's more relatable, all these things. And yeah, I mean, that part about, you know, there's no judgment on Juhi's choices as well, that she also buys into the idea of marrying rich.
Yeah.
And it's very simply done. If Shah Rukh can do all those things for money, why can't
yeah.
Juhi?
And that was a very unexpected part of the movie for
very
me.
Very unexpected.
I did not see that coming, like.
इतना बड़ा सोशल कमेंट्री ऐसे आ जाएगा आउट ऑफ द ब्लू इन दिस मूवी नहीं सोचा था एंड आई फेल्ट एंड वाज सो इट डिडंट सीम लाइक यू नो अ वेरी कॉमन कंप्लेंट एंड समथिंग दैट आई आल्सो फील एट पॉइंट्स इज दैट सम ऑफ द टाइम्स दीस थिंग्स सीम फोर्स्ड पीपल आर सेइंग दिस
टू ऑन द नोज
या देयर्स बिकॉज़ दीस थिंग्स आर सपोज्ड टू बी सेड एंड नो अदर रीजन लाइक दे डोंट रियली प्ले इनटू द प्लॉट रियली बट इसमें ऐसा नहीं था एंड इज आल्सो जस्ट वन डायलॉग राइट इट्स नॉट रियली बिग डील बट दे डू मेक इट अ पॉइंट टू सॉर्ट ऑफ इन put it there and
but it was impactful
it's impactful. I'm saying it's not like a huge part of the story but it's there and it's impactful.
Yeah,
and I wanted to say that I really also love that it's the mother who's saying it and beech mein when Kashmira, what's her name in the movie, Sheila and Pancholi, I don't remember what Pancholi's name was,
Siddharth.
But
Diggy ने 50 बार बोला है इंट्रोडक्शन के टाइम पे. I kept remember because I was like, ये सिद्धार्थ कौन है? Who is Siddharth? Siddharth Pancholi नहीं. I'm so confused.
makes sense, of course. But yes, so when Sid and Sheila come to the dinner, to their house. Where Sheila is the one who is supposedly modern, rich, all of that. वो पूछती है उससे जुही से कि अब तुम्हारी शादी हो जाएगी, like हो गई है शादी के बाद, अब तुम मॉडलिंग छोड़ दोगी, काम छोड़ दोगी. So I found that interesting. Like I found it really amazing that she, who's the young girl, all of that is just being snarky about the middle class stuff and being अच्छा नौकरी नहीं करते शादी के बाद and all that. And the mother-in-law, in fact, is saying, oh, my son can have aspiration. Why can't this girl have aspirations? She's from another generation. But like that contrast, even though these are just one or two dialogues, maybe I don't remember like noticing them as a child, of course. But they aren't really, as you said, forced at all. They just go flow into the movie very naturally. Even the whole honeymoon pe, wo jo ke kamre mein ghus jaate. I thought that was also pretty modern for its time. Maine kapde nahi pehne hain, main upar nahi uth ke aa sakta hu, all that. Jab wo Sheila ko bolta hai. I don't remember seeing a lot of like such, even though it's done a little comically, I did think it's a little, I don't know, modern for 90s.
Actually, we tend to think of those movies in 90s as not liberal, not modern. But a lot of them were quite suggestive and quite sort of innuendo-full. And usme, because we were, one, not old enough to recognize a lot of things. Two, also we were protected from a lot of things by our parents. But you see a lot of movies in late 90s, early 2000s, there's a lot of stuff there which you feel, oh, damn.
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, I actually feel like it's maybe also a product of its time, in the sense that maybe what we consider raunchy for the 90s wasn't really raunchy for the 90s. I'm not sure how to express this. But yeah, I didn't feel like that scene was out of place for a 90s movie at all. Like it actually felt, I felt like if that was in a 2020 film or a 2010s film, it would have been way more explicit, which it wasn't, right? Like, which is maybe a reflection of that 90s period. But yeah, I mean, like you said, right, liberalization era, there were college kids in that era too. There were people having fun doing shit like so.
But kya to cuteness hi cuteness thi yaar usme bhi. Like in that scene, Shah Rukh wearing a nightie has to be my, like, I adored it so much. And
that
and
scene,
hats off.
Yeah, that scene is how I really understood why people call Shah Rukh baby girl. And that is how I really understood. That's how I really understood how what baby girl actually means. Like, she has been trying to explain to me, this is what it is, this is what it is. I mujhe nahi samajh aa raha tha. I saw that scene, I'm like, okay, yes, this is why he's baby girl.
Yeah, I think it's finally also just, he's so comfortable in his own definition of masculinity, in his own definition of what it means to be a man, what it means to be like considered sexy and attractive. He's so comfortable with himself that like I find that quality of his just so, it's just so charismatic and so attractive on him. Like I think that's very unique to Shah Rukh Khan in the film industry, at least. I feel like I haven't seen at least a lot, no other mainstream male actor being that comfortable with it. Yeah, like, matlab wo matlab Shah Rukh Khan hi kar sakta
hai. Us time pe to nahi, because that was the time of, matlab that was the time before.
Yeah,
aaj ke
din
mein bhi action heroes and all of that.
Yeah, aaj ke din mein bhi if a Ranveer Singh does something like this, he will immediately follow it up with something like kind of macho right after. Like, matlab few. Take just Ram Leela as an example, maybe. Like, he's he's doing a lot of funny stuff, he's wearing these costumes, and matlab Rocky Rani mein theek hai, fir bhi thoda machismo kam tha, but he's also then, you know, playing this kind of patriarchal character and like washboard abs and like just very 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 macho image of masculinity, which I've never felt with Shah Rukh. Like even in a Pathan or a Jawan, I felt like he was not taking himself too seriously ever. I don't know if I'm making a lot of sense right now. I'm maybe just
I mean, you are, but there's also a bit of bias which is absolutely valid and agreed upon. But I think it has changed from before, actors are more comfortable in being slightly more feminine, because see, consider actors like Rajkumar Rao and Ayushman Khurana and all of these people, right? They're doing very different movies.
Good,
right?
Examples, yeah.
They're good examples. Huh. So that's also the new crop of actors, but maybe the stars right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Like they're good actors and like well well known within their own right, but they're not superstars. They're not Shah Rukh Khan. They're not like, let's say Amitabh Bachchan, Salman Khan, Aamir Khan. None of them would do something like this, is what I'm trying to say.
And even if they do, it will feel like when Shah Rukh was in that nighty or he was in that song, Aji Suniyo To, wearing all this Joker ke kapde, and then he's wearing lungi to make her laugh and becoming a musician. All of that, those things that he's doing, like you don't feel at any point it's a very thin, it's a thin line of being funny and being cringy or like off putting and all that.
Yeah.
It never ever feels in for a second. Like for me, the 90 scene is like so cute because he's twirling in it and all of that. It's so naturally and sweetly done that it doesn't at all feel he usne kuch effort dala usme kuch karne ke liye. Yeah. Anybody else doing it could really feel abbe yaari kya bakwas hai, all of that. So I think that's what we talk about when we call him a baby girl. He's not awkward at all in any
of those scenes.
Also, guys, did you notice in the movie, whenever there's slightly serious scene in Shah Rukh's imagination or otherwise, Karan Arjun's music is bachta hai. And not just any music, it's the action background music which plays in extremely intense moments, like the climax when they're fighting Amrish Puri or when they're being killed by those two beard assholes jise lad rahe hote Shamsher and whatever. That music is playing in Yes Boss. Like for a second I thought YouTube ka print corrupt hoga yaar. Obviously aisa nahi hota, but that's played in multiple
instances. The Karan Arjun thing also, and I think you said Godfather also, no, jiska theme baj raha hai kahin pe. Maine to nahi notice kiya, matlab, but mere ko pata bhi nahi hai ki Karan Arjun ka action background music kaisa tha. Wo sab to main yaad nahi rakhti. So that I didn't know.
Karan Arjun ka to bahut iconic hai na mere dimag mein to, because I've seen it so many times and just like the movie so much.
And Godfather Bollywood ne bahut kiya hai, bahut movies.
Haan, actually I realized it, I think akele hum akele to usme use hota hai, to wohi wali tune unhone wapas se use kar li hai. There was because I just saw this reel jisme Al Pacino is entering at the Oscars and he's entering to Godfather's theme.
I'm like, Raja Kurani, why is this happening? I didn't hear a lot of English music growing up, so for me this was a revelation.
Yeah, and which is like true for like a lot of people, right? Tum kaun Godfather ki theme sun raha hai yaar baith ke ghar pe apne.
Yeah, I've never noticed also... this. I'm learning this today, so no idea.
Try doing this Godfather theme and then doing Raja ko Rani se pyar ho gaya. It is eerily similar. So chahe pure Godfather copy kar diya. And of course that comes up slightly in small background music parts in Yes Boss also.
लेकिन वो पुरानी मूवीज में बहुत ही अच्छा लगता है कि जो अगला गाना आने वाला है उसके 5 मिनट पहले they will start using the music drop as a BGM. Like इतनी बार हो रहा था कि जब मैं कोई ऐसा गीत होने वाला था आने वाला था तो वो बैकग्राउंड में आने लग गया, चूड़ी बजी है आने वाला था तो वो बैकग्राउंड में आने लग गया. Like I was just so prepared ki ab gana aayega, and I was thinking about it ki, you know, because music was such a big thing to make a movie hit at that time, you would always want to hook people with the next song so that they don't get bored. Or I'm not sure if that's the idea, but
that makes
like,
sense.
I was so excited every time the music would change ki, yeah, like when main koi aisa gaan aane wala tha usse 2 minute pehle they started thing, like it would just play and I just feel so hyped up. Oh yes, mera gaana aane wala hai next. So I found that really, like, I miss it a lot. And like now I guess it's just overdone now, but the innocence of the backdrop is just, I was always like too hyped up in this movie with the music.
I like how Preeti
even when
like...
I'm talking about it I'm feeling
I like how Preeti was like, "Mera gana aane wala," and every gana is her gana. So before every song, she's like, "Mera gana aane wala." Ye bhi mera gana hai. Ye bhi mera gana hai.
Preeti like, probably has a personal connection slash story with all songs.
Every
ye
song.
Ye wala gaana, yeah.
Yeah. Like I can actually like हाँ यार मतलब मेरे को ये ऐसा गीत गाऊँ I feel is like ultimate romantic song for me यार like sadly I've tried to
three three
dedicate
episodes
this
later
song
you
to
you'll say the same
Ursula.
for some other romantic songs BTLJ में तो तुम बोलोगे ये तो मेरी राम कथा है please ultimate romantic song
लाइक वो गाना जब वो बोलता है सारी दुनिया फिर मैं छाऊ बस इतना सा खाब लाइक आई हैव ग्रोन लिसनिंग टू दिस सॉन्ग थिंकिंग कि ये मैं लाइक क्या मैं बन जाऊं सबसे बड़ा इट्स लाइक माय इट्स माय ड्रीम लाइक यू नो ऑल
एंड
ऑफ इट्स मोर वेरी वेरी पर्सनल
स्पीकिंग ऑफ दैट सॉन्ग,
हाँ
उस गाने
बोलो
में वो मन्नत के सामने एक सीन आता है. लाइक आई मेंशन ना आई थिंक व्हाइल वी वर वाचिंग, बट मैंने
या
नोटिस नहीं किया बिकॉज मन्नत लुक्स वेरी डिफरेंट टुडे दैन इट डिड बैक देन जस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ ऑल द सिक्योरिटी एंड एवरीथिंग. बट या
Yeah.
दैट इज मन्नत, लाइक ही हैड नॉट येट बॉट द हाउस बैक देन. इट वॉज कॉल्ड समथिंग एल्स, आई एम फॉरगेटिंग, विला समथिंग. एंड वहाँ पे अपेरेंटली बहुत बॉलीवुड मूवीज वगैरह की शूटिंग भी होती थी. लाइक द पर्सन हु ओन्ड इट यूज टू रेंट इट आउट एंड स्टफ एंड दैट मूव दैट बंगलो कम्स इन दैट यू नो बस इतना सा ख्वाब है
Yeah.
सॉन्ग एंड देन ही गोज ऑन टू बाय इट. लाइक आई थिंक दैट इज सो कूल.
That whole song is like manifestation,
मैनिफेस्टेशंस
भाई. मतलब उसने जो जो बोला वो सब सब कर दिया उसने रियल लाइफ में लिटरली वर्ड फॉर वर्ड.
सही में यार जावेद अख्तर रोट सच ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग्स दैट आर मोर और लेस डेस्टिनी फॉर शाहरुख लाइक बीट बादशाह बीट बस इतना सा ख्वाब है लाइक आई एम जस्ट लाइक या दिस इज लाइक
थैंक यू.
आई वांट दिस लेवल ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन थैंक यू जावेद जी फॉर द लेवल ऑफ मैनिफेस्टेशन दैट यू डिड फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस टू क्यूट
Did you guys notice the fashion in the movie? Like, I know the ties, firstly, that Shahrukh wore, everything was so colorful and so fun. Like, just the prints were so exciting. Like, and that there's very few men's outfits that can like, I don't know, generate that kind of excitement. So I was really happy with Shahrukh's tie wardrobe, at least in the movie.
Yeah. He wore such different ties. The Marilyn Monroe one, the America one, then there is some other stuff that
बहुत
he
मतलब
wears.
फंकी फ्लोरल प्रिंट्स एंड पोलका डॉट्स. मैं बाद में जाके आई वाज लाइक ट्राइंग टू आइडेंटिफाई ईच ऑफ द टाइज एंड सी लाइक कि मतलब क्या कैरेक्टर्स है वगैरह वगैरह. बट या दैट वाज सो
आई
कूल.
थिंक ओवरऑल लाइक फैशन चॉइसेस वर क्वाइट गुड इन द मूवी.
या
ऑल्सो आई
जूही's
फेल्ट
outfits were also very cute. Even
या
Pancholi had nice ties. Like as in he didn't have like
Even
iconic
Pancholi had
ties, but he had
colorful
nice
ties.
ones. Yeah.
I mean, he was dressed well, like, suits and
Yeah.
everything. He's
But
supposed to be extremely rich, so you're at least spend the money correctly.
you don't see
But like,
funky ties on people,
obviously.
right? You see very plain,
Yeah.
simple striped at max, maybe polka dots. But generally, people keep solids, especially when they're rich. So that was nice to see that, like you know, उस time पे इस तरह का भी लोग पहन लेते थे.
हाँ लाइक उसके ऑफिस में वो इतना बड़ा लिप्स का कुछ तो द रेड पॉपिंग ऑब्जेक्ट आई एम नॉट श्योर लाइक 90s हैड अ स्ट्रेंज ऑब्सेशन विद बिग लिप्स प्रॉप्स इन ऑफिसेस एंड हॉर्स टेबल्स आई एम थिंकिंग ऑफ करण अर्जुन
करण अर्जुन में वो
सडनली
बड़े से
बट लाइक
लिप्स का
इट्स
पीछे बोर्ड
या
होता है
आई थिंक इट माइट हैव
लाइक
समथिंग टू
इट्स
डू विद लाइक ईदर द
कलरफुल
रोलिंग स्टोन्स और देयर वाज दैट There was a Rocky Horror Picture Show which was very famous on Broadway. I don't know if it was there back then, but it could have something to do with that, like some Hollywood influence.
रोलिंग स्टोन्स इज द टंग नो
हाँ
लिप्स
बट
नहीं आते
लिप्स
हैं
भी तो है.
उसमें. हाँ बट
अच्छा
लिप्स नहीं है तो
अरे मतलब द
है
टंग
नहीं है
इज अबे लिप्स तो
या
होंगे
बट
ही ऑफ
आई मीन
कोर्स अगर
आई
टंग है तो
लव हाउ
डाइसेक्टिंग
वी आर डाइग्रेसिव I also
बिल्कुल
wanted
बिल्कुल
to talk about one small thing before we get into the major simp moments. I think we have 10, 15, 20,000 simp moments today. Before that, I wanted to talk about couple of scenes where Shahrukh is little like he's serious and psychotic, and he's like one such scene is before Chudi Bhajiya comes. He's in front of the mirror, and wo bas wo सिंदूर को अपनी नाक पे लगा रहा है लाइक अ जोकर एंड ही इज लाइक लुकिंग एंड ही इज एंग्री और उसके सपने में
एंड
भी
ड्रंक.
या नहीं ड्रंक सीन तो अलग है. देयर आर टू सीन ना. ड्रंक सीन तो डिफरेंट है
दिस नॉट द
बट
ड्रंक
बोथ ऑफ
सीन.
देम आर मिरर सीन्स एक्चुअली. नो
ओह
नो
वाओ ओके.
या दे आर डिफरेंट सीन्स एंड बोथ ऑफ देम आर एक्चुअली मिरर सीन्स व्हिच आई रियली एंजॉयड दैट वो ड्रंक है तो भी वो इज सम सॉर्ट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस इज कमिंग. वो मुझसे प्यार नहीं करेगी क्योंकि मैं तो मिडिल क्लास हूँ. ऑल ऑफ दैट उसके सपने हैं मेरे को थोड़ी देखेगी. एंड देन दिस टाइम ही इज पुटिंग दैट सिंदूर इन हिज नोना सो दैट जस्ट ही इज लुकिंग एट हिमसेल्फ लाइक ही इज अ जोकर बिकॉज ही इज मेड अ जोक ऑफ हिज लाइफ बाय सो कॉल्ड हैविंग अ नकली शादी एंड ऑल दैट. दैट्स हाउ आई रेड द सीन. बट वो मतलब बहुत छोटे छोटे से सीन्स हैं. दे आर डन सॉफ्टली बट द सीरियसनेस जब वो बोलता है उसको मुझे जानवर मत बनाओ लाइक ही इज जस्ट बैटशिट क्रेजी. ही कैन लूज इट एट सम पॉइंट सो इट्स वेरी या इट
That
वाज
was
या
that
दैट
that
जस्ट
scene
टुक अ
just seemed like
टर्न.
it existed in a separate universe from Yes
या
Boss, because Rahul that character saying Juhi Chawla कि मैं अपनी माँ को लाइक चोट पहुंचता हुआ नहीं देख सकता इसलिए मैं कुछ भी कर सकता हूँ और मुझे जानवर बनने में मजबूर मत करो. That scene ये कौन बोल रहा है यार. यू एंड मी
ये तो ऑलमोस्ट लाइक
पोलर
डर की
ऑपोजिट
याद
टू
आ
दिस
गई. थ्रो बैक टू डर और
या
समथिंग लाइक यू नो दैट हमने ये भी फिल्म की
इस
थी कभी भी.
True, it just seemed so off and so weird that, and of course props to Shah Rukh because he does that complete switch and all the way back instantly so well. Because I also feel again to my original point, psychotic nature is his natural nature. तो वो आराम से कर लेता है. Okay, do you guys want to just talk about all the same moments you feel?
यार द होल
There were so
मूवी
many. There were so
थ्री
many.
आवर्स द
It's
होल
so
मूवी
difficult.
एवरी सीन लाइक यू नो फ्रॉम इवन व्हेन जूही इज नॉट देयर लाइक व्हेन ही इज गिविंग कश्मीरा द पियानो इवन दैट सीन आई वाज लाइक क्या क्या प्यारा बंदा है यार. मतलब हरामी काम कर रहा है बट क्या प्यारा बंदा है. लाइक द होल
I'll tell
फिल्म
you
वाज
like
जस्ट सो
the
क्यूट.
one moment I felt. So I mean, it is throughout extremely simpy. Insanely cute and everything, right? But there was one scene जिसमें I keep trying to like I keep identifying scenes जिसमें acting उसकी बहुत ही ज़्यादा झलक के आ रही है. All this process of watching movies have made me re-emphasize के is a wonderful actor. This one scene where Juhi and Shah Rukh versus or in the car he gets out and he's going to his home. And turns out his mother is actually there and she doesn't know that he's faking a marriage with Juhi. So mazak mazak kar raha hai, sort of jumping around laughing and then she sees his mother and she expects that her daughter-in-law is going to enter the house. So puja wooja ka pura celebration ho rakha hai. And you see that see his expressions, his eyes completely just change and sort of he uska voice change ho jata hai and he tells Juhi ke ये हमारे लिए हो रहा है. कम आउट तुम्हें ऐसा करना पड़ेगा. एंड डेस्परेटली ट्राइंग टू कन्विंस हर. यू सी दैट डेस्परेशन इन हिज वॉइस कि प्लीज 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 डू दिस फॉर माय मदर प्लीज 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 बस तुम आ जाओ अभी आगे चलो. एंड दैट इन दैट स्विच फ्रॉम दैट हैप्पी गो लकी राहुल गाय दैट यू सीन टिल नाउ टू दिस गाय हु इज ऑल्सो अ सन डेस्परेट टू कीप हिज मदर हैप्पी एंड इन गुड हेल्थ. दैट स्विच आई फेल्ट वॉज वेरी वेरी वेल डन. एंड दैट There's a thousand other same moments there in the movie, but this one felt it felt really
Wow,
well done.
yeah.
Yeah.
Disha, can we do top three, top five? I don't know
I
why I'm
can't. I really
literally.
can't. Like, okay, I will just say one at random that comes to mind is when वो करवा चौथ के टाइम पे when he realizes कि उसने एक्चुअल में करवा चौथ का व्रत रखा है
Oh
एंड ही
God,
लुक्स
what a
सो
scene!
क्रेस्ट फॉलन एंड देन ही सो
Yeah.
अपोलोजेटिक एंड देन शी पुट्स द छन्नी ऑन हिज हेड एंड इट्स सो क्यूट. इट वाज सो क्यूट. आई वाज जस्ट सो फ्लैट फॉर
Yeah.
SRK इन दिस फिल्म यार. लाइक व्हाट कैन आई से.
I will not be able to say one, so I will probably say
three.
two three like yeah because I can't stop gushing over how cute he is in this movie. But I think that scene when they are having this date kind of thing, hostel ke baad nariyal pani pi rahe hain, dono saath mein baatein kar rahe hain, talking about their future aspirations, all of that. Aur Juhi bolti hai sapna dekhna koi galti to nahi hai something, and then she says ke kya mera sapna pura hoga, and then he says aaj Poonam ki raat hai, आज इतने 8 बज रहे हैं या 9 जितने भी बज रहे हैं, लाइक समथिंग समथिंग, आई लाइक द वे ही सेज इट, तो पक्का पूरा होगा. किसने कहा है? किसी ने तो कहा है, लाइक जैसे भी, लाइक इट इज जस्ट सो, ओ माय गॉड, द वे ही लुक्स एट हर व्हेन ही इज सेइंग इट, इट इज जस्ट, माय हार्ट वाज लाइक वेयर इज माय पूनम की रात. इट जस्ट सो क्यूटली. And even like the scenes where he's not with Juhi, as Diksha said, the whole wo ek scene hai jab wo uske rumal leke matlab so message batana hai, but wo
massage
bolta hai, the whole Nepali stereotype that these guys tried to play. But even that scene is so, like, it's done so cutely. You know, मैं massage दूंगा, फिर वो बोलता है अच्छा ठीक है तुम pen, मैं pen, paper दो, paper भी नहीं लेके आया जो भी, and then he writes on the back of his, like, the security guard's back रुमाल पे, and then वो बोलता है अच्छा मैं मुड़ूंगा तो तुम चले जाओगे, तो मुझे कैसे पता है, then वो उसको अपनी टाई पकड़ाता है, like I found that scene for some reason just too cute कि अच्छा ठीक है तुम टाई पकड़ो, like I don't know, I just like found like even all the scenes with the guy who wants to be what's his name यार, तो हम पांच वाला जो बंदा है,
I don't know his name, but हाँ yeah actor's name is legendary actor, but
everything I have in my being, I'm just too enamored by your presence.
I think this is definitely going to be like a comfort watch for me in the future. Matlab kabhi I didn't realize ki matlab kitna wo kitna wholesome movie hai, kitna acha feel hota hai dekhke wo.
Like the only reason it wasn't like a constant rewatch for me because I had that scene in my mind where he's pushing Aditya Pancholi through glass and getting all bloody. So I'm like, yaar, wo thoda zyada ho jayega, nahi dekhna mujhe. But I watch this now and like, if I have to say like another same moment is the whole climax scene. Yaar. It is like, see, it's without mincing words, it starts off with Pancholi trying to force himself on Juhi Chawla, right? That's how it starts. And you feel this is taken a suddenly very dark turn. But then they sort of, it's doesn't really remotely go there, and there's a funny sequence with Gulshan Grover. Then even when SRK is coming in, and this is where again this comfort with his masculinity is there, right? When he's playing the trope is there, the guy coming to save the girl, right? That whole trope is there, but it's all done so nicely. There's no machismo, right? There's no okay, I'm such a strong guy trying to save you and everything like that. It's just
He doesn't focus on the fight. Like he keeps brushing Pancholi aside. Ki matlab ye tu ja yahan se. Like fight is going on, but he's more focused on talking to Juhi. Like he's more focused on expressing his feelings and ensuring that conversation takes place. And it's so cute. It was my favorite action sequence with Shah Rukh Khan till date.
Yeah. And so that one scene, and like I'm such a Bollywood fan. I love these extra filmy scenes, right? Like screw reality. I don't want to watch that. Just give me slow motion romance and action scenes all day. So this one scene where sort of he's getting beaten up, and then Juhi Chawla says, "I love you," and then wind flow karti hai uske hawa mein, slow motion ho jata hai, and he blocks Pancholi's punch and punches him back slowly and looks at Juhi Chawla while he's doing it. It is such a good scene. Like, whoa, Bollywood, I'm so
filmy
happy.
Max.
Filmy Max. Like, मुझे नहीं देखना यार, reality मुझे यही देखना है.
This reminded me of one more small thing, D. कि वो जो वो डिनर पे बुलाते हैं ना, जब उनको वो शादी वाले कॉस्ट्यूम में होती है जूही, एंड देन शी सेज मैं कैसी लग रही
शादी
हूँ
वाला
ऑल दैट,
कॉस्ट्यूम नहीं कहते हैं प्रीति उसको।
जो उनके लिए कॉस्ट्यूम ही है यार, मतलब
वो
ठीक है
परफॉर्मेंस कर रहे हैं, दे आर नॉट रियली मैरिड, दे आर पुटिंग ऑन अ परफॉर्मेंस, सो फेयर इनफ प्रीति.
कॉस्ट्यूम ओके।
तो वो उसको बोलती है मैं कैसी लग रही हूँ जूही, तो वो उसको बोलता है एकदम देसी से बना, देसी घी से बनाई हुई बहू लग रही हो एकदम. अब वो फिर बाद में शीशे में देखते हैं एक दूसरे को, हम दोनों बढ़िया लगते हैं, लाइक समथिंग समथिंग ऑफ दैट सॉर्ट ही सेज, एंड दे बोथ लुक
जोड़ी
इनटू द
जोड़ी जमती है
मिरर.
समथिंग लाइक दैट।
हाँ, एंड दे सो लाइक दैट सीन इज डन विद सच क्यूटनेस, लाइक इट्स वेरी स्लो मोशन सा है, दोनों स्माइल कर रहे हैं, वो चला जाता है, उसके बाद भी जो ही एकदम शर्मा रही है, ऑल ऑफ दैट, लाइक आई जस्ट वांट, हाय सो क्यूट
दिस एपिसोड
यार.
could be a fun drinking game. We should put a disclaimer in the description saying take a shot every time one of us says cute.
God, yeah, that's true. But yeah, lots of simp moments have
बिल्कुल,
been discussed.
lots of sim moments. See, I don't think, I think, well, go ahead, rate it out of five.
I think
Okay,
4, 3.5, 4.
Will you watch it again?
Yeah,
Will
definitely, I'll watch it again.
you watch if anybody as the
No,
Shahrukh Khan
definitely not. I don't think I've ever been clearer on this with a Shahrukh film before, but I will not watch this film with anyone else in it. It's just out of pure spite ki matlab aisi film bana ke isme Shahrukh Khan ko kaise nahi dal sakte ho. I would not watch.
What about you, Preeti? 8 out of 5.
Oh, 4.5 actually. I really enjoyed it. Like, I have no complaints. It made me feel so good, I can't tell. I will not watch it if anybody even dare to touch
Oh my God. Oh
it.
shit. The level of
प्रीति
gravitas
के अंदर का राहुल मेहरा
प्रीति
निकल के आ रहा है अभी. तुम्हारी इतनी
वॉइस
जुर्रत कि तुम यस बॉस को छू सकते हो.
कर ही नहीं सकते, मतलब नो चांस, आई विल नॉट वॉच इट फॉर एनीबडी एल्स, विल री वॉच इट अगेन एंड अगेन, नाउ मोर सो बिकॉज जस्ट इट मेड मी सो हैप्पी, आई कांट टेल यू दिखी.
Yeah, 4.5, yeah, very easy 4.5. Like it checks all the boxes. Like I want to watch a new movie, right? It's amazing music, amazing acting, very good story. Really feel nice. It has a lot of rewatchability factor. The only reason it's not a 5 is because
Aditya
I
Pancholi
saw
did
Ba
not. Ah,
I mean that's fine. It's just I saw Bazigar recently and that was a 5 for me. And like
<Haan.
Bazigar like blew me over like anything. Ke, bhai, ye kya hi movie bana di hai. So it just doesn't match that level, but in any way,
laughs>
let's
still on the 0 to Bazigar scale.
zero zero, zero.
Zero to Bazigar
that's what we're functioning with anyways. But yeah, 4.5 easily will not rewatch without Shahrukh. Chance hi nahi hai
Okay, by the way, you can
because
watch it on
oh
YouTube.
shit, of
Again, we
course.
did not mention it, but the whole film is available on YouTube. It's a pretty decent print. So
And
if you want to,
Sony Live
yeah,
as
it's on
well.
Sony Live.
Yeah.
और सोनी लिव में शायद से गाने थोड़े ऐसे अब्रप्टली नहीं घट रहे होंगे,
हाँ,
आई हैवंट
YouTube में
वॉच्ड इट
थोड़े
देयर.
थोड़े रैंडम
हाँ
कट्स हैं गानों में. ट्रू, मे बी वॉच इट ऑन सोनी लिव एंड लेट अस नो इफ यू सो फील द नीड टू.
Yeah.
ओके, आर यू
Dreading
गाइस रेडी फॉर द क्विज?
आई एम सो नॉट. आई नो आई एम गोइंग टू
it.
लूज बिकॉज दीक्षा इज गोना मेक अ टफ एस क्विज एंड प्रीति रिमेम्बर्स एवरीथिंग एंड मेरे को नहीं आएगा
Dreading it, dreading
क्लू.
it. मैंने सिर्फ सिप किया इस मूवी में. मेरे को लेट्स सी, आल्सो डिगी इज वेरी कॉम्पिटिटिव, सो आई एम स्केर्ड ऑलरेडी.
यस, सो आई हैव रूल्स फॉर द कॉम्पिटिटिवनेस. ओके, बेसिकली मैं क्वेश्चन जब पढ़ रही होंगी तो उसके बीच में इफ यू वांट टू आंसर, इफ यू नो द आंसर, डू नॉट से द आंसर, से योर नेम. आई विल एक्नॉलेज बट लेट मी फिनिश द क्वेश्चन, एंड देन हुज एवर नेम वाज सेड फर्स्ट आई विल से, लाइक इफ प्रीति सेज प्रीति देन आई विल से प्रीति गो, एंड देन प्रीति गिव्स द आंसर. ओके, सो योर बजर इज बेसिकली यू जस्ट सेइंग योर नेम, ठीक है? एंड दैट गोज फॉर एनी आंसर यू वांट टू गिव आफ्टर आई फिनिश द क्वेश्चन ऑल्सो. सो इफ यू गिव द आंसर आउट विदाउट सेइंग योर नेम एंड विदाउट मी सेइंग यस, Digvijay speak or yes, Preeti speak, then that's just too bad. Okay.
Okay, I have to remember to say my name.
Yes, remember to say your name, otherwise people will steal your answers. Because they're all very competitive here. There are some questions with part points and all that, so I'll tell you before the question.
Please. Please tell part points before. ये नहीं एक question में पांच point मिल रहे हैं और बाकी दो question में तो एक एक point.
Okay. Cool. So first question. It has two parts to it. ठीक है. Who is the director of this movie and when did he first work with SRK? तुम लोगों को इस movie का director नहीं मालूम?
प्रीति. प्रीति.
बोल प्रीति बोल.
Aziz. Aziz something. A, right? Am I saying the name wrong?
You're on the right track.
A se Aziz.
Aziz what?
Pura naam batana padega.
Ha yaar, bahut famous director hai.
Bilkul yaad nahi aa raha yaar.
I have no idea. I attempt bhi nahi kar raha.
But really? God, I thought this was the easiest one that you guys would get for sure.
Mere ko director naam yaad tha mujhe, lekin Aziz.
मतलब काफी फेमस डायरेक्टर है यार, इसने बहुत मूवीज बनाई है, बट ठीक है. आई विल गिव प्रीति क्वार्टर पॉइंट्स फॉर दैट. डू यू नो
यार, ठीक है यार, मैंने मैंने कल दिया था तेरे को पूरा पॉइंट गीता पे.
प्रीति ऐसे ये सब नहीं होता है, जो उसने रूल बनाया उसको फॉलो करो. ये क्या है, पेकिंग फॉर पॉइंट्स? हैव सम रिस्पेक्ट यार.
ओके, बट द सेकंड पार्ट इज स्टिल अप फॉर ग्रैब्स. इफ यू गाइस वांट अ हिंट, आई कैन टेल यू. सो अजीज मिर्जा वर्कड विद शाहरुख खान ऑन मल्टीपल प्रोजेक्ट्स बिफोर दिस.
या
नोट दैट आई सेड प्रोजेक्ट्स, नॉट मूवीज. सो कैन यू गेस?
दिग्विजय,
go for it.
So you said project.
So funny.
I'm just going to take a guess. Was it Fauji?
No.
Ah, shit.
Preeti, is this a circus?
Yes, it was circus.
I wanted to say circus, yeah. अरे यार, यही दो चीज़ तो थी circus. मुझे लगा मैं Fauji बोलूँगा, ये circus बोल देगी तो.
Preeti gets 0.75 points for that one.
Okay.
Maths कौन कर रहा है?
अभी तुम याद रखो अपना. ठीक है.
ठीक है.
Okay. Okay. Next question. So, SRK wore a lot of different ties in the movie. You saw Marilyn Monroe, which you pointed out. Name one other iconic character that was found on his ties.
Character.
यार, don't tell me, no, nobody noticed this. I can give a hint. तुम लोग मेरा quiz flop कर रहे हो यार.
क्यों बनाया है?
Give hint.
अरे उसने Marilyn Monroe notice किया तो मुझे लगा उसने वो वाला भी notice किया होगा.
मैंने तो Marilyn Monroe भी नहीं notice किया था. तुम लोग बोल रहे हो Marilyn Monroe, मैंने कहा कौन Marilyn? कहाँ से आ गई? तो मैं I'm really horrible at noticing these. 10:30 वाला time वाला details and Marilyn Monroe clock वाला details.
I'll give you a hint.
करना चाहिए यार प्रीति, you are the ace at this.
Yeah, I remember the America British, I don't know, some some flag.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. So the character is from a Disney movie. And I'll give you another hint. It's a villain from a Disney movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't know a lot of Disney stuff.
Digvijay बोलो.
Disney movie. Is it Scar?
No, it was not Scar. Theek hai, I will give the answer. It was
Was it the stepmother?
It was Jafar from Aladdin.
Oh, I was okay. Usko naam bhi nahi aa
raha.
Okay. Next question. Ab mujhe lag raha hai ye wala bhi tum logo ko nahi aayega, but theek hai, ab maine bahut matlab I was very excited about this question, so I'm going to ask.
You ask all your questions. Let people know how ill-prepared we are with this quiz.
So when Sheila and Siddharth visit Rahul's house to, matlab, when they think they're married and all that, to Rahul Sheila ko ek painting dikhata hai. To who does he claim is the artist and the muse
Preeti.
Of that painting? Preeti, bol.
Wo bolta hai Seema ne banayi hai.
Yes, nahin. That is what he says. But no, he says that it's a replication of a famous painting by a famous artist. So can you tell me who was the painting of and who was the artist?
Original painting, just painting. Yeah, that
would I thought someone
sorry,
would
guys.
notice this. Now I just
wait, mujhe yaad sa raha hai thoda.
I can think the I can imagine the painting, but I can't remember the painting's name and the painter.
This is
my god.
Do you want to guess?
yeah, I would guess.
I'm sure you can guess the painter at least. Like one of you.
MF Hussain, he says.
Yes, it is MF Hussain. Yeah. I'll give you half a point for that.
Yeah, thanks.
Half. Preeti is at
0.7.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a hint.
But in the opposite direction.
I'll give you a hint. The muse, jiski painting hai, is a famous Bollywood actress that MF Hussain was a little obsessed with.
Madhubala.
नहीं प्रीति का माउथ कर रही है सुष्मिता नहीं इट्स नॉट सुष्मिता
केम मच लेटर यार
ओके ठीक है आई विल टेल यू इट्स माधुरी दीक्षित सो
आई वाज अबाउट टू से
देयर इज लाइक अ सीरीज ऑफ पेंटिंग्स दैट एम एफ हुसैन हैज मेड ऑफ माधुरी दीक्षित शी वाज वन ऑफ हिज फेवरेट म्यूजेस दिस इज आई डोंट नो
कूल
पॉप कल्चर ट्रिविया फॉर यू गाइस फॉर द फ्यूचर आई गेस Second to last one, Aditya Pancholi plays Shahrukh Khan's boss in this movie. Which other movie of Shah Rukh Khan does he play his boss in? It is also an Aziz Mirza film, by the way.
Okay, let me think of all the movies. I've seen them together.
I'm so done. I'm never setting quizzes again. You guys can set all of them. I will sit and guess.
Arey, ruk jana, sochne de. Wait, let me think about this.
Buzzer wazzer rakhne ka point hi nahi tha. Kisi ko answers hi nahi pata hai. Kaisa quiz bana diya maine.
God.
Okay, theek hai.
I will. Ruk jana sochne de thoda.
Kya sochne de thoda? Podcast hai Dikki. Unlimited time hi hota hai.
Raju ban gaya gentleman.
No, it was chalte chalte.
Nahi, nahi.
So he has a special appearance in the film where he plays Shahrukh Khan's boss.
Oh yeah,
Malum tha to kyun nahi bola?
Nahi aata ye mujhe. This was too.
मूवी देखते टाइम पे ये पॉइंट आउट हुआ था बट ड्यूरिंग द फिल्म शाहरुख खान एंड्स अप इनएडवर्टेंटली प्रोमोटिंग अनदर मूवी ऑफ हिज व्हिच वाज अबाउट टू कम व्हिच मूवी एंड व्हाट इज द सीन दैट आई एम रेफरिंग टू
दिग्विजय
हां गो अहेड यस करेक्ट
ये बाहर होता है कहते परदेश में भारतीय मतलब
या
देश की औरत की समथिंग बचाना है
यू गॉट इट या सो आई थॉट दैट ही वाज डूइंग अ थ्रोबैक टू परदेश व्हेन द सीन हैपेंड बट लेटर मैंने जाके देखा कि परदेश केम आउट वन मंथ आफ्टर यस बॉस सो ही वाज काइंड ऑफ प्रमोटिंग परदेश
कुछ कुछ होता है का रेफरेंस नहीं था वो बाद में आई थिंक वो भी बता देते हैं
यस सो
Did you have more questions?
No, I had one or two, but I don't want to say
bolna,
them.
Bolna, it's okay.
Yeah, bolna, please.
Let's hear them.
Okay. Which Hollywood movie is this based on?
Dikvijay.
Bolo.
For Love or for Money.
Yes, correct.
Something like this. Yeah.
Okay, so that gives Diggy 2.5 points and Preeti's at 0.75. I had one more question, but I don't expect you guys to get this now. But wo jo hotel room mein baith ke hotel room mein baith ke wo movie dekh rahe hote hain, wo jo fake dubbing karte hain, usme characters ke naam kya the?
Oh yaar, nahi yaad. Pehle bol dunga. Take a guess. Take it. Ye to bilkul bhi nahi yaad.
Julia something?
Nahi.
Am I on the wrong track?
You're not. You're... It was Rita and Raju, just by the way. But
कोई चांस ही नहीं है.
okay, so Diggy wins that quiz, which was super underwhelming. sorry, guys.
Hey, I win. ठीक है, whatever, I win.
You win, win
equal
margin.
Platform. I will be as happy as anything. In a very tough quiz, I won by a very significant margin. Please let me have this. This is not underwhelming at all. I am very overwhelmed.
Yeah,
and
I was
having won this
very,
quiz.
Very excited
she is
about
underwhelmed.
The ties question and the MF Hussain question. Like, especially when he said Madhuri by MF Hussain, I was like, hey. Then I thought you guys knew wo kafi famous pop culture trivia, but theek hai. Cool.
Hey, you
okay.
are the quizzer. Try and
And
think
don't
of it
call
as.
me a quizzer. Abhi apna next week quiz
Amongst
wala
the three
episode
of
aane
us,
wala. Don't want expectations, okay? Mere ko nahi
amongst the
aata
three of
Shahrukh Khan
us,
trivia. Mere ko figure out karna aata hai. So
हाँ, तो which is why, right? Which is why you are the quizzer. None of us are. हमारे knowledge base में है तो निकल जाएगा, वो deduce नहीं हो पाएगा.
हम फ्लेमिंगो वाले क्वेश्चन कर सकते हैं ये सब नहीं मतलब although I'm sad that I didn't get the ties because I noticed a bunch of them so
टाइस का
I
तो नहीं,
feel
बट वो माधुरी वाला मुझे लग रहा था. माधुरी एंड सतीश,
disappointed
बोथ ऑफ देम.
sorry for disappointing you Diksha
I'm disappointed in myself not in you guys
इट्स ओके.
मैंने वो
वी डोंट नीड
रीटा
टू डू द
राजू वाला
लास्ट.
क्वेश्चन भी लिखते हुए आई वाज लाइक दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ क्वेश्चन दैट प्रीति वुड आस्क एंड आई वाज लाइक ये लिखते हैं
हाँ, आई एम सरप्राइज. प्रीति प्रीति मस्ट हैव बीन सिंपिंग हार्ड ओवर एसआर के. यार उसमें कोई भी
या
डिटेल्स नहीं उल्लेख करी है. सो
हाँ मतलब मेरे को राजू याद था जब वो राजू बोलती है उसको ये जो जो भी लाइक एंड दैट सीन वाज सो क्यूट कि आधी चीजें तो मैं भूल ही गई. वो मुझे लगा यू लास्ट की वो कौन सी मूवी है वो जो देख रहे होते हैं दैट वॉज समथिंग आई वॉज ट्राइंग टू फिगर आउट बट मेरे को खुद को ही नहीं पता चला तो आई वॉज श्योर इफ यू कुड यू नो अबाउट दैट आंसर और नॉट डू यू
नहीं
नो
नहीं आई डिडंट दे म्यूटेड इट नो सो एंड दे मेड अप द डायलॉग सो
या
वी नो आइडिया आई थॉट इट वाज लाइक अ रेफरेंस टू राजू बन गया जेंटलमैन और समथिंग
कुड बी
कुड बी
चलो, आई डोंट थिंक वी नीड टू डू द नेक्स्ट एपिसोड में कौन सी मूवी आएगी वाला थिंग. नेक्स्ट
बिकॉज़
एपिसोड इज इट सरप्राइज
बिकॉज़
और इज इट आई बी टेलिंग देम.
वी शुड टेल
या इट्स अ क्विज, आई टेल देम.
वी आर डूइंग अ स्पेशल क्विज एपिसोड होस्टेड बाय दिग्विजय फ्रेंड And we will come back next week with hopefully a super fun quiz that at least the three of us are really looking forward to. And you
I'm
guys
able
should
to answer.
try to play along. So yeah, see you next week.
All right, bye guys.
See you next week. Bye bye.